Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is November the 27th, Thursday, 2014. This is episode 46. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to be speaking about the difference between make and do. These are two very difficult verbs for Brazilian speakers of English or learners of English in general, and I believe it's also difficult for speakers of any other Latin language. I mean, Spanish or French or maybe Italian as well. I'm not too sure about that because I don't speak any of. Well, I speak some Spanish. My Spanish is quite good, but I don't speak any French, and I speak very little Italian, so I'm not able to tell. Anyway, make and do, they are confusing, I think, in several aspects. And to start, I would like to say that I'm not going to cover the whole thing, so I'm not going to talk. I'm briefly going to mention that do is also used as an auxiliary verb, and that involves a lot of other complex issues, like using how to use do or does in questions, and this is not the point for today's episode. There is also the emphatic do, when we use do plus a verb to give emphasis, like when you say, I do like pizza, meaning that somebody was questioning you if you really liked pizza, and then you say, no, I do like it. So you're giving emphasis. That's another use of the verb do. But I'm here to talk about today the main differences between make and do in relation to their usage. So we use do when we talk about work. I could say, let me give you some examples. If I say, time to do some work. So I'm using do in this case. I could also say, I must do the accounts. Or even if I have to write some reports, let's say I have to, I could say something like this. I will do the reports first and then I'll move on and make the phone calls that I have to make. So here, so to do the reports, meaning because I'm referring to an activity which involves, which is basically work, let's say. And so when we talk about work in general, we use do and not make. Another use of do is when we don't say exactly what the activity is. So consequently, we often use do with words like something or anything or nothing or everything. Like I could say, I did everything I could, but it was too late. Or, come on, do something. Are you just going to stand there and look at me? Do something. Or he didn't do anything. He spent the whole weekend at home, but he didn't do anything. So he didn't do anything. So as I'm saying, as I'm using anything, and I'm not saying exactly what he did or he did not, then I use do and not make. Another use for do, so this is the third one. The first one is work, when we talk about work. Second one is when we talk about, when we don't say exactly what the activity is. And the third use of do is when we have a specific structure, which is normally used when we talk about jobs, small jobs, I mean, around the house, or hobbies. So household tasks, let's say, and hobbies. For instance, then the structure is do plus determiner, which could be a lot of or some or a bit of or a little anything like that, and or simply the. Yes, that's another determiner. And we will use an ing form, which comes from a verb, like the verb to read, for instance. So if I say reading, I'm making it a noun. So that's topicalization. That's the name of the process. I could say, I want to do some reading this weekend. So I want to do some, here is my determiner, reading this weekend. So I want to do some reading this weekend. I need some free time because I want to do some reading this weekend. Or I could do the shop. I have to go to the mall tomorrow. I have to do some shopping. Or could you do the ironing and the washing up, please? Or another example here would be, last time we went to the beach, we did a lot of walking and swimming. So we did a lot of walking and swimming. These are the cases where we use, in which we use do. The only case that I would like to point out here about the use of make is when we talk about things which involve building and creating things or even using your hands. One very common example here is when we cook. Because even though we could consider cooking a household task, and we could then, in this case, we would use, I need to do some cooking before the guests arrive. So do, in this case, do some cooking. Or my wife does the cooking, and I never do the cooking because I don't know how to cook well. So this is a case of using do plus cooking. But when we talk about the dishes that we produce, that we prepare, then we use make. Because then we are talking about something which involves creating and using our hands. We have the ingredients, and then we use our hands to make something. So you make spaghetti, or you make a barbecue, or you make a cake, because you're using your hands. Apart from those, make is also used when we talk about building and creating things other than cooking. For instance, once my father and I made a boat. So we built a boat. We made a boat. You can also make a copy or make a photocopy. You're using your hand again. Or you could say that some children like making model airplanes. A lot of children like to make model airplanes. It's a common activity. Apart from all of these four different rules, that basically one is related to make, when you build or create things, especially when you talk about cooking, but also when you talk about creating things with your hands. And the three other ones are related to do, when you use do to talk about work, or when you don't say exactly what the activity is. So this is a quick recap. And when you have that structure which I talked about, determiner plus ing form, then in this case the verb preceding the structure would be do. And this structure is normally used to talk about household tasks or even hobbies. Apart from all these, we have the collocations with do and the collocations with make. Here, it's more difficult to find some logic behind the structures. So I'm just going to give you some examples of some common collocations with do and make. And, try to, whenever you're listening to English, try to pay attention to those and try to remember those as some sort of fixed expression. Like, for example, to make an attempt or to make an effort. Try to make an effort and, understand what I'm trying to explain here. Try to make an effort. Or to make an offer. You can make an offer. Someone is selling a house and then you decide to make an offer. Or you can make an excuse or even make a suggestion. Why don't you send an email to info@followenglish.com.br and make a suggestion for the next episode. You can also make a decision, make an exception. You can make a phone call. That's a very common one. Or make a mistake. So don't worry too much if you make a mistake while you're speaking. Try to communicate, to make a noise, to make arrangements before you travel. So tomorrow I'm going to travel, so I have to make some arrangements today. To make a journey, to make money, to make a profit, to make love, to make peace, and to make a fire if you go camping. So these are some common examples of how to use make in some common collocations with the verb make. Some collocations with the verb do, to finish. You do business with other people. So it's been nice doing business with you. Try to do your best next time you play with me. So try to do your best. Could you do me a favor? So to do someone a favor, that's a very common one. And to do your job, to do one's duty or to do one's job well. Yes, try to do your job well next time. So this is it for today. I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can subscribe. You can either add your email to the email list, and then you will receive notifications every time there is a new podcast episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. So thank you very much again. I hope you're all learning something. See you next time. Bye.